try to blow the fire.
Oh, you mean because I'm Luke and I'm hanging upside down?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you? Are you?
I'm Ewok.
And the Ewoks are going to eat me for dinner?
Yeah, we're trying.
I don't like this at all. I don't like this. Chewie, get
You're not going to die.
I am?
They're not
going to
die.
No good.
The good guys aren't going to die.
Okay, because
the Ewoks aren't going to either. Good.
The cute Ewoks. You're not going to be bad?
They're not going
to
die.
Oh, good. Okay. Good. You go ahead and do the rest then.
No, you're still hanging up. They're still hanging. No, you're not hanging anymore. No, just real people. Not the smart.
That off and now he said, now I'm just Mark and you're just Daddy. Okay.
And I was just playing with you. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a long story, huh?
No, not too long.
Not long until the Genoa, huh? And this one, my father got saved all by himself. On this movie, my father got saved. Your father got saved all by himself. In this story, your father got saved.
Mm-hmm.
On this story, your father got saved because he's your father.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Only when he has all his Darth Vader clothes off, and all your daddy, and all his daddy clothes off on. When he's Darth Vader, and he's on the bad, he trains to, first he's on the bad team, on the bad side, then he's on the good side.
Mm-hmm.
First he becomes the bad side, then he becomes the good side with yet. Do you like my short story?
Mm-hmm.
That's because everybody didn't die. Three feet Beetle didn't die in October today. That's not a short story. Not a long story, huh?
No, not too long.
Did you have to take time hanging?
Right.
You didn't have to take time hanging.
No.
Because all the Ewoks got you off.
You mean they cut me off the stick? Yeah.
They cut you off and then they picked you up.
Mm-hmm.
With the strong hands. Before you almost fall in it, where they were going to eat you.
Right.
Then I just put you on this. Then we're just talking again. Then all the Ewoks
mm-hmm.
are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all the Ewoks are listening, then, you tell us, that guy that is a robot, tell us that, he goes like this. All the Ewoks hear a sound.
Right.
And they go like, then he pretends he has another sound. They have another song.
Right.
They have another song. That's Bosk. They have another song. That's Yoda. They have another song. They had another song. That's the Wanker Pit Monster. And then they have another song. That's Jabba. They have another song. No! That's the guy that saves. That's the guy. That takes that one Prince Flyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy that was Prince Flyer. And this sound. And this sound. And this sound again.
Mm-hmm.
And this sound. Wait, sound. No, this sound.
Huh?
This sound. Wait, there's another sound.
No, Darth Vader.
That's a bad... Bad Emperor that Luke's father tipped down and he died.
Mm-hmm.
That's him, the bad guy. And here's another sound. Here's another sound. Here's another sound. That's the another emperor. He's not the guy, the emperor that got flung down the big long hole.
Mm-hmm.
You see, here's another. Here's another. What, Jabba? It's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Jabba. It is my fault.
Oh, does Han say that?
Han Solo says that when the cage opens and the Jabba goes like this. I know that laugh. And he laughs again. And he says, I know that laugh.
Mm-hmm. And it must have been
and
him.
And then
who was the girl says, shh. It was Jabba, huh?
No, the girl said,
oh, I see. Shh.
Because Jabba was going here. Because so Jabba went home again. And then that guy took his helmet off and that girl said, it's only one who loves you. And then she kissed the wound. See something real happy about?
What is that?
Come.
Can't you tell me what it is? Your pumpkin?
I'll bring it up.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Marcia said, Mommy is invisible, the daddy is invisible, everybody are invisible. Of course, it's obvious that everybody does seem plural.
And those with these two recordings, have you ever thought about that?
What
do you think he does with them?
I'm going to take.
You never think about
one
it?
One of yours. Take them to where we're going.
And what do I do with them?
Let people listen to them.
Mm-hmm. And what is that? Why do they want to listen to them?
They think we're cute.
Right. Why do you think Daddy does these tape recordings, Mark?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you think it's a good game?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I get to listen to you, right?
Yeah.
And Ross, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know what else I do with these tape recordings? Do you think I do anything else with them? Just leave them in these tapes like this? Where do you think they go after they're in this machine?
In a pocket.
they haven't really tracked through this process at all, it seems. All we're doing is just wasting time. We're mootly on our trip for D.C. Why do you think that's bad to waste time, Russ? Why? What's going to be the problem?
We'll be late for Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh. And then what will happen then?
Won't be lucky.
No, we'll just be too late to going to bed, and then we won't get enough sleep. That's the problem.
Ross said,
we'll sleep on the airplane. Ross, we're not going on the airplane. Yeah, they have their thing. Ross, we're not going on the airplane, honey. What do you mean we are? I said, remember when we went to Erie and Niagara Falls? And did we take the airplane? You said, which we didn't. We had. No, Ross, we didn't take the airplane that time. Oh, Ross. I hate, Daddy, I hate to tell you, you know somebody in my class? And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, what? We said, well, Selena. And I said, yeah, what? And he said, well, she loves me. And I said, oh, that's not so bad. It's nice to have girls love you. And I said, how do you know? And he said, how else? She just told me today. And what did she say when she told you she loved you, Ross?
Don't ask.
Don't ask?
Don't ask.
She said don't ask?
No. I'm telling you, don't ask.
Why? Because it's too embarrassing? She said, Rossi, I think you're kind of cute, didn't she? Uh-huh. What did she say?
Yeah. She said what?
Nothing.
No, she gave you a look, right?
Did she say, I love you? Ross?
We were talking some more about this, and Marty said, I hope when I grow up I have muscles in my hands. You hope what, Ross?
When I go to second grade, I hope I go to Tony's class.
What class is Tony in now?
I don't know.
Is he a first grader or a second grader?
Second.
Tony's in second grade now?
Yeah.
You like his teacher?
He always was when I got there.
Uh-huh. Oh. Do you think he'll be second grader next year?
Next
year? Will Tony be a second grader?
When it's fall.
Yeah. Will he be a second?
No, he'll be a third grader.
Okay. So will you be in the same class as he?
Well, the one before he was in third grade, I will.
Right. Okay, will you?
Because he'll be out of school.
Ross, will you ever be in his same class?
Uh-uh.
No. But will you have his teacher?
No.
So how can you be in his class?
I can't be in his class, but I can be his friend.
Yeah, you sure could. We could even have him over sometimes. That's what you're planning?
Yeah.
Well, you have to.
For my birthday.
How about getting his phone number?
Okay.
You know, you never got John's phone number.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I think it's messy. I couldn't write it all down.
Oh, okay, I'll get it.
You get John's again, okay?
Okay.
We'll look at the computer, okay? It's all on the computer.
Okay.
Okay. End of that business about the girls chasing him, I said that he would knock them dead, and he thought that was funny. And then I said, I hope this doesn't go to your head, and he says, He said, maybe it will. What did you say? Maybe it will?
Yeah.
Maybe it will.
I hope you won't let it go to your
head. And said, maybe it will. Real proud. I asked Russ what would happen to the world if God died, and he said we would all die. And then the world would have to start all over again.
Well, could it start all over again if God were dead?
God was dead. Would be dead. But yeah. He didn't make everything. Not everything.
Who did?
Space made part of some things.
Yeah, this is the space theory, Ross, the space theory. Yeah.
And the animals.
Who did that? God or space?
God made most of the animals, but space made the beginning animals. That's the dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
Thunder lizards.
Thunder lizards, right. Very nice.
Well, did space make God?
No. Yeah.
Space
came first.
Is space it, or she, or he?
Yeah, what is space like?
Space is a whole place of infinity.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what lives there?
Planets.
Right. And so the planets just came from that? Right, Ross. Do you know about the Big Bang?
What?
Okay, in the very first planet was very small, but very, very, very thick. It was real solid. Okay?
Heavy.
And it exploded. It was so heavy it exploded in a Big Bang. And everything shot out. Okay, and then after all the things shot out, way far. All the little pieces crashed out. Then all the little pieces started getting...
Make an asteroid.
Got all collected up into asteroids and planets and suns. And that's how we got all of our planets and pieces, is from the Big Bang.
And they made people.
People didn't come right at first. Because the planets were too hot.
The things that made people... Space made the dinosaurs. But God made the people.
That's an interesting theory. It's very interesting.
But he makes me God.
Do you know what some other people say?
What?
Some people say that people come from monkeys. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Because we look sort of like monkeys, don't we?
Yeah, but they don't. Besides, it's still, if we come from
Well, come from our mommy's tummy, right?
In a while.
Yeah.
But before there were any mommies.
All the people at the last starting.
No, it's Marky's turn.
All the people at first. They came out of mommies.
Right. Okay, Marky, your turn.
Mark.
Ross, let Marky talk.
Mark.
Okay, Mark, say it.
Mark.
Mark, go ahead, you can talk.
Mark. Hey, God, somebody was pulling my hand. I said, hold my hand.
Yeah.
Frankenstein was up there.
Yeah.
I would say, are you going to be a good guy?
Are you going to be a good guy?
And he would say, are you
get it up? Did you make it up to God?
What?
Are you going to get up to God?
No way. I never could jump up to God.
What if Frankenstein helps you?
Oh, he would. He would.
Said, and the caterpillar, if the caterpillars were up there, and if they were caterkillers?
Caterkillers?
Caterpillars?
Yeah. Not caterkillers, caterpillars.
Maybe they killed
caterpillars. No. If they were killers, then they would kill.
Yeah. Ross, let him talk.
If they were caterpillars, and they were up there, and they were next to Frankenstein, they said, good boy, and they bite him, they said, yo, Billy, I would laugh at Frankenstein.
I see. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys, now which of you two is smarter, Ross or Mark?
Me.
Okay, how do you know?
Me.
Marty, how do you know? Ross, how do you know?
Me. Because I'm older than you.
Maybe he's smarter.
Me. I am. Because I'm older than you.
Ask Ross and Mark which one's smarter, and Ross said, we're both smart, that counts, but the one that is smarter the most, that doesn't count.
You should keep up.
We're not going to look at that issue. Ross said, we were talking about the police coming to check up on Ross because he might paint up our house, and he said, I know just what to do then, paint up on her face. And instead of painting Mommy's house, he would paint Mother's face.
What if you did paint her face? Do you think the police would take you away?
Uh-uh.
No?
She'd always be able to wash it.
How happy would she be, though?
Well, if you used the right stuff.
If I were Mom, I'd just tell the police to take him away.
Who?
You.
No, Daddy.
Yeah, your own son.
You'd really be unhappy with him, wouldn't you?
I really am.
Ross, you would say, Daddy, I'm really disappointed in you.
Right. Your own son. Taking your
own
son.
Your own son. I would have expected more.
You don't think your father would really do that, do you?
No.
It's just not the sort of thing I expect from my father.
You're right, Ross. I was just joking.
How can parents ever get their children to do what they want, though?
How can send them up to the woods?
Give them a good wappo?
You can send them to the woods.
But when you get too old, you can't spank them anymore. Right?
Well, you're not too old.
What?
You're not too old.
No, when the children are too old.
You have the point, you know.
When the children are too old. Then you can't
when
spank
you do
yourself.
Get too old, very you can't.
No, I mean when the children get too old, you can't spank them.
My father found that out. He got too old. He couldn't spank us anymore.
No, it's too weak. No, I'm,